Hey guys, my name is John, and you're listening to TCK Tales. For those of you guys who do not know it, TCK stands for Third Culture Kid. And so that is someone who grew up in a culture that is different from that of his parents. So an example for me, I'm a TCK because I grew up in Nigeria, which is different than my very American parents who did not grow up in Nigeria. So I took the Nigerian culture that I was surrounded by and the American culture that was in my house, and I blended them together to create a third culture. So these are missionary kids, military kids, embassy kids, anybody who's really kind of moved around a lot. There's a lot of abbreviations and stuff, but it is a cool thing to be, and that's what this podcast is. It is designed to be therapeutic for other TCKs to kind of hear what's going on in other people's lives, as well as educational for those who don't know what the heck is wrong with their friends who grew up in a different country and what that is like, and just exploring the stories and the realities of people who grew up overseas and between two cultures. So that is my summary of TCK Tales, and we have an episode with, he is a friend of mine, and I do love him, and even though I've only known him for a short time, he's probably a dear friend of my sister's, Katie's, but his name is Gavin, and he is a student at Moody, and a missionary kid from Slovakia. And this, if you have listened to season one or most of season two, this is going to kind of sound more similar to that. It is just him talking with me at the beginning and at the end. But he talks a lot about the steps his parents took when going to Slovakia with Josiah Venture, because he left very late in his life and he is a more recent TCK. So I'll let him tell more about that, but he talks about his parents and being sent as a family. So that's a cool topic that we haven't really discussed before. So without further ado, here is Gavin with his TCK tale.
So as John said, my name is Gavin Chase, and I'm an MK from Slovakia. I grew up in Colorado for the first 12 years of my life. And my dad was a pastor at a church in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I was part of that ministry there and growing up. So I have three siblings. I'm the youngest of four, and my parents were worship leaders at our church in Fort Collins, Colorado. And I was involved in the music ministry there with them, and my siblings were as well. When I was 12, however, my parents got this calling to go to Slovakia to serve with Josiah Venture, doing a music ministry called Fusion. And what was really important for my parents, however, was that they saw the need for us kids to be on the mission as well. So life in Fort Collins was really easy and was almost perfect, and I really didn't have much trouble, and like, it was, life was perfect, I felt, and I had all the friends I needed. I did sports, music, and it was a nice town. It was by the mountains and just like super great. And when the idea of moving to Slovakia came up that my parents brought, and just seeing their passion and just desire for this really triggered in me that desire as well. But also, I think realizing that my life was too perfect and that I wasn't depending on God at that time, I wasn't thinking about it. But as I look back, I wasn't depending on God because life was too perfect. And I really wanted to go into the adventure of being a missionary to another country. And obviously, having a knowledge that life was not going to be easy, but really just wanting to, I was at that age, I was really excited. I was excited to go over, and I didn't feel forced by my parents. I can't say that for my other siblings, but ultimately in the end, we all felt that calling. But at first I really, the idea of going to another country and serving and reaching the lost for Christ really got me excited. I was, as I said, I was the youngest of four siblings. I was the youngest of four, and I was 12 years old, and so my siblings were older, and we were all capable of knowing where we were going to go, and we had that idea of what life was going to be like. And so it was important for us to be in on the mission as well. And that was something my parents really stressed, and which was I'm super grateful for, and that they didn't force us to go over to Slovakia, but they wanted us to be in on it. And we were all in on it eventually, and which was a blessing. And I was super excited to move, ready for the adventure of leaving what I knew and going into the unknown. And what my parents taught me as a young 12-year-old, 11-year-old, was that ultimately, where is my home? My home is not on this earth, but my home is in heaven, and we're just passing by in this world. And so just realizing that really helped me later on with the transition of learning a new culture and a new language, and just wondering where is home. And so, yeah, at 12, we moved to Slovakia, and you can imagine how hard that can be for a 12-year-old. I was 12, my brother was 14, my sister was 17, and my oldest sister, she didn't move over with us. But we were all at that age where we could realize what was going on around us, and we were feeling it for sure. But I was homeschooled in the States, and when we moved to Slovakia, we were put into a public school. And so when I moved, it was the first time I had experienced a public school setting, and in a different language, which was not the easiest. You can imagine moving to a different state or a different city and going into a public school, and how difficult a new public school and how difficult that is. But yeah, just going to another country and another language and experiencing public school for the first time was really stretching. And we needed faith to go into. My brother and I really experienced the most time in Slovakia. My 17-year-old sister, Haley, she left after the first semester there. But my brother and I were put into the public school system. And that was the first 2 years of being there was really stretching and really difficult with learning the language and learning a new culture completely. And we were ridiculed a lot by our classmates, and the culture over there in Slovakia is a shame-based culture, and so they're not easy on you. They really shame you for many things, and that was a really big difficulty for my brother and I. We would come home every day really emotional because of that, because of our classmates, because of not understanding a lick of any word, and just being ridiculed by our classmates and teachers. And so we would come home every day just super exhausted and really kind of questioning being there. And during that time, during those first two years and all my time in Slovakia, the 6.5 years I was in Slovakia, my parents really cared about us and really focused on us. And they felt our pain, even though they weren't with us in school per se, but they really understood what we were going through, and that they understood that they couldn't fully understand as well, but they were really strong in prayer for us and encouraging us and really stressing, really just showing us that we needed to come to God and go to God with our struggles and with our suffering that we're experiencing, and just really kind of pushing through in a way the difficulty. But so that was a huge blessing in those first 2 years, especially with having my parents as prayer warriors for us. They prayed with us in the car before we would go to school, and for us while we were at school, and with us after school while we're in tears. And that really helped me personally get through the transition of learning a language and the culture. So after those 2 years, I really started to get a sense and a feel for the culture, and it started to become home for me. And we were, as I said earlier, my parents started doing music ministry called Fusion in Slovakia. In Bratislava is where we lived, the capital. But what was really awesome about them doing a music ministry was that us kids could be a part of that as well. They weren't just doing that on Tuesday nights and we would stay at home, but we would be with them doing ministry and being able to use our gifts that God gave us, musical gifts, because being in a musical family, you have to have musical gifts. And so that was really a break from the stress, being at that music ministry and being able to play music and being able to speak with students your age who love music. And yeah, that was another thing. We were the same age of the students that my parents were working with. So we were basically being discipled with the other students by my parents. And so that was really amazing to see my parents do that. And being able to be a part of the ministry with them really, really triggered a deep desire for me to do ministry, my full-time ministry, my whole life, and just to see that importance of missions and sharing the gospel to the unreached. And the organization we are a part of, Josiah Venture, really focuses on family, and specifically family on mission, and that not just the parents coming over and doing the ministry, but all the whole family coming over and doing ministry. And that's what my parents did, as I said, and so, which was really awesome. And Josiah Venture has a great care system for MKs and for just the whole family. And I was able to have just great fellowship with other MKs in that ministry because of the different camps that they offered or conferences that we were going to throughout the year. It wasn't really difficult for me to join the MK community in Josiah Venture. There were a lot of older MKs, and so they really understood what life would be like at that age for me, at my age. And so they really reached out to specifically my brother and I. And I have some of my best friends because of them reaching out and because of the one aspect that we had similar to each other that we were all experiencing, was that we are MKs. I mean, that factor of being an MK really unifies you and just really makes you want to be together as well. And it makes you value the time you have together, because it's not a lot of time. And they really saw us kids as missionaries as well, not just the parents. And that really helped me get through the hardships. And being in that community, being in Josiah Venture, really taught me how to persevere, really, and how to seeing others going through the same thing, even though they've been there for, seeing other MKs going through the same thing, even though if they've been there longer growing up there, and since I didn't grow up there, I was able to relax amongst them and to be myself amongst them, because being an MK and being a TCK, I at that time, those moving there, I started to feel more at home in Slovakia, but I still kind of missed America, but I didn't necessarily feel home at either places. And so that's where Josiah Venture really felt like home, being amongst that group of people and with the same goal in mind, which is heaven. Our home is in heaven. And that really stuck with me personally my whole time in Slovakia, and it'll stick with me my whole life, I feel, that just ultimately my home is in heaven. And it's hard for me to call America or Slovakia home, even if I have family there. It's not, those two places aren't necessarily home for me anymore. So I'm super grateful to my parents for their understanding of my needs during my time in Slovakia, and that they really focused on me, on us kids in particular. And before ministry came was us. We were before ministry, and having that care. So during that time when I was in school and I came home and shared my difficulty that I was having in school and all the just pain that I was feeling in the transition, what was really helpful and strengthening for my personal walk was that my parents were open about their struggles they were having and that they allowed me into their sufferings as a 12-year-old kid, which I don't know if that's unique, but it really did feel unique that me as a 12-year-old boy, I was able to cry with my parents. We were all able to understand each other because we were all going through transition. And that aspect of transition really brought us together as a family unit and for the better. And even with my sisters not being there, the two sisters that moved on to college later on, even with them being in college, they were understanding what we were going through and they were feeling that transition because they were also going through transition with us being in Slovakia and they didn't have their family together anymore. And so all of us were going through transition and that was really what brought us together as a whole family, even if the ocean separated us. Like, we were strong, we were tight because of that bond.
What I love about Gavin's story, and I've had the privilege of sitting with Gavin on the Mukapa panel that I've talked about on occasion, and is just his appreciation for his parents and the way that his parents handled their transition with four older kids. Gavin was 12 when he left. They really wanted to use this idea of being sent as a family. And I love that they took the time for each and every single one of them to feel called to Slovakia before they left. And I love how he doesn't also mince words about how hard it was and how difficult it was. But going back to last week, it was good and it was an adventure. And he is just thriving at Moody, and I'm just really excited to see where God takes him after having this experience. And so if you are a missionary or you're planning on going overseas, learn from Gavin's parents. Sit down, talk with your kids, understand them. Make sure that they feel just as sent and as called as you do. And if you need help with that, feel free to reach out. There are many ways you can do that. One being Facebook. I am on Facebook. It's at TCK Tales. It's tcktales@facebook.com. Or you can contact me through my website, which is tcktales.com. If you go to the Share Your Story page, that'll send me an email to my email address, which is the other way you can contact me. So just email tcktales@gmail.com. If you have a story that you would like to share, go to the Share Your Story link on my Facebook page, fill it out, get in contact with me, tell me a little bit about your story, and we'll start talking and we'll see what will happen there. There's also, I don't know if you heard on one of my ads, but Anchor voice messages are another great way to do that. I want to thank Gavin and I want to thank Stephen from last week for being on the podcast and for their amazing story as well. Don't forget to tell a friend about the podcast. Tell all the friends about all the podcasts, but specifically tell your friends about my podcast. If there's someone that you think you would benefit from hearing this, send it to them. You can find me on Apple Podcast, Anchor, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm now on Stitcher, so that's a cool thing that is happening. And sorry, it's been a long day. But make sure to subscribe and to review. It does something with Apple Podcast metrics, which seem to be, based on my research, the only metrics that kind of count. Apple kind of has a monopoly on the metrics for podcasts. And so, yes, rate and review them. And I'm going to read one. This is from Bad at Spanish. He gave me 5 stars and he said, "I don't normally listen to podcasts, but this one has been amazing. It has been so helpful to understanding TCK struggles of friends around me. And I also love the identity series that explores cultural issues that others are too afraid to talk about." So thank you so much for that, Bad at Spanish. I'm also bad at Spanish, so I can relate to that. And thank you for that props about the identity series as well. I hope to do more series like that. And we are going to go back into very, very traditional MK stories for the rest of the season. So be on the lookout for that. Next week, we have part one of another 2-parter series from a fantastic friend of mine who spent his time all over the world. So be on the lookout for that. And until next time, this has been TCK Tales. So yeah, tune in next week for another TCK Tale. TCK Tales is brought to you in partnership with MK2MK. MK2MK is a fantastic ministry. They are an extension of Crew. They are specifically targeting missionary kids. So basically, they are missionary kids ministering to missionary kids, thus the name MK2MK. They have a ton of fantastic resources, as well as trips, summer internships, projects, retreats, all of that. So check them out at their website, mk2mk.com. There's a link in my website. Check them out. They are an amazing ministry that have had a profound effect in my life. Thank you.